my personal perspectives, there are two moments in the year that I particularly feel the passage of time. That's the night that I come to the Beis HaKnesses, near the end of Adar, to deliver the pre-Pesach shir. I'm preparing the house for Pesach. The night of the first Slichas. Each time the realization that another year has passed before I stood before you. And the considerations of a year. What was the promise of the year? What took place during the year? What was accomplished during the year? What could have been accomplished during the year? It's a moment to pause, a moment to reflect. The Rambam in the third parak of Tshuva Halacha Gimel U'kishem sheshoiklin z'chuyo sa'odna v'avonoiso b'shas misoso. Just as a person stands in judgment before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam after Me'ev Esrim Shona, kach b'chol shona v'shona, each year we stand in judgment before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to evaluate our spiritual standing. And this is Yontuv Shel Rosh Hashanah, part of the Torah Shebal Peh, that we know that this Zman HaDin is on Rosh Hashanah, it's not in Torah Shebal Peh. Mishinim Tzadik is Nechtam L'chaim. If a person is righteous, then he is sealed for a year of life. Cholilu Mishinim Tzorosho, Nechtam L'misa. V'habeinani, Toyli Roysa Ad Yom HaKippurah. He hangs in suspense until Yom HaKippurim. And the Rambam writes, not merely if he does a mitzvah, but also tshuva, if he's done tshuva, nechtam l'chayim, v'mlav nechtam l'misa. You see clearly in the Rambam that it does not suffice merely to do, a person's a beinoni, he's 50-50. It does not suffice merely to do one mitzvah and put himself in good standing. And the source of the Rambam, the truth is, this is a statement of Rav Kruspadoi in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And for reasons that are beyond my knowledge, but the world has not taken note. The world wonders why the Rambam, in fact, recasts the Gemara. The Gemara did not make a point necessarily of tshuva, and the Rambam says it's dependent upon tshuva. But the reality is that the Nusach of the Yerushalmi of Rav Kruspadoi is what the Rambam draws upon. And the Nusach HaYerushalmi, the Nusach HaYerushalmi is Im Osa Tshuva. Rav Yitzchak of Peterburger, the great disciple of Rav Yisrael of Salant, wonders what's the necessity of Tshuva. A person's 50-50. So do any mitzvah, reach into his pocket and give a dollar of tzedakah, learn a pasuk of Chumash. And I put myself over the top. What's the necessity of doing tshuva? And Rav Itzel Zatzal tells us the following, that the responsibility to do tshuva at this time of the year is so awesome that irrespective of whatever else we'll do, but if we don't do tshuva at this particular time of the year, our culpability is such that the books will never balance. That's how enormous the gravity of failing to do tshuva is, that as many mitzvahs as we're going to pile on the other side, if we don't undertake tshuva at this time of the year, then we cannot succeed. The books will never balance. I think what Rav Itzel is telling us is inspiration in life is double-edged. Inspiration is what causes us to rise above an otherwise lethargic state, to engage the possibilities of what we can achieve. and to demand of ourselves that we go forward. Without inspiration, that's difficult to achieve. But on the other hand, if we have moments of inspiration and we don't utilize them, we don't actualize the possibilities that exist within them and to achieve something positive, the negative then is enormously great. And this we find both in the thoughts of the Balei HaMusar and Chachmei HaChassidus. Opportunity, inspiration must be seized. In a moment of inspiration, we have to accept something upon ourselves, begin to do something positive, so that when I wake up tomorrow, I will be a different person. We can't wait until tomorrow. We can't wait until tomorrow. The Gemara in Ksuvos tells us that Reb Shimon ben Yochai was in the midst of a Sheva Brachos. He got married. He was heading off to leave to a yeshiva in a different city. And he was intending to go for many years, and he went for many years to this yeshiva. And there was a chaver of his who got married in the same city. And he was a few days behind in his marriage. It didn't take place the same day as the marriage of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. And he wished to have the company of Rav Shimon ben Yochai in their traveling, in their travels to the yeshiva. And Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Gemara tells us, and Ksubas refused to wait for him. And he set off, and he left. The Maram Shifa on the Gemara tells us that I don't know what lesson the Gemara is trying to tell me. And that's where he leaves it. I was once present when Rav Chaim Shmulevitz at Tzal, the great Rosh Shiva of Mir, 40 years back, addressed the impact of this Gemara. He says, this Gemara taught me something enormous, he said. I don't know why the Maram Shifa did not find a lesson in it. The inspiration of today, I can be inspired to go to learn for 10 or 20 years. And he actually carried it out from Shimon ben Yochai. But I cannot count upon the fact that that inspiration will be present tomorrow. A million things in life can come and drain away that inspiration. And nothing will come of that moment of inspiration. If today I'm inspired, I have to act. I cannot wait until tomorrow. And he suggested perhaps that what the Maram Shifa meant was that from his standpoint, his lesson was so obvious that he didn't have to learn it from a Gemara. We have to seize the moment. The moment we begin the Slichas, we walk into the Beis HaKnesses, the white curtains behind me. It strikes in our heart the message that the Yom HaNoraim is approaching. It's a tremendous moment of inspiration. We have to decide here and now how to act upon that inspiration. In the Yeshiva in Volozhin, founded by Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin used to relate the following story. He says, there was a bocher on the yeshiva in Volozhin, and one day he was in the middle of eating lunch, and he decided that he has to rededicate himself to an energetic learning. And he ran off in the middle of lunch to the Beis Medrash, and he started to learn. And it was an awesome masbid. He learned the next 5 years around the clock. And Rav Chaim Volozhin said, I have two comments to make about it. If he'd asked me if halachically he was allowed to run out in the middle of eating without benching, I would have told him undoubtedly not. But my second comment is, if he had waited to bench, it's quite likely he never would have learned the 5 years that he learned. Inspiration is something, Rabbeisai, that we have to take at the moment that it strikes, at the moment that it arrives. So much that we have accomplished in life is from a moment. We took a moment. Something happened in a moment. And I decided to do something. With little idea of how consequential the decision that I made would be. Came to the Beis HaKnesses a few years ago. And one of our sometimes palalim came over to me. He said, Rabbi, I'm learning the Daf Yomi many, many years because of you. I heard you speak about the Daf Yomi once, and I decided to try. And I'm on my second time through Shas. It's a moment. All of life is a moment, Rabbi Yisrael. All the things that happen and accomplish in life, we accomplish in life, is because we seize a moment. And from seizing that moment, ultimately, we make tremendous progress in life. But we have to be extremely careful not to let it slip through our fingers. And I'll end with the words of the Rambam. The Rambam, the Shitosei. The Rambam is troubled. In Halacha Dalet, Perakimel Halacha Dalet, that since tshuva is the only means, ultimately, of being prepared for the Yom HaDin. So why is it that we find that we recite Slichas and extra Tefillas and all the diktuk, the care that we place into mitzvahs in the Yom HaNoron? And then Rambam writes the following, that we judged at this time of the year, and we have to look upon ourselves as being possibly from the Beinonim, especially the way many of the Achroinim learn that the Beinonim means a person that has negative and positive influences in his life is a Beinoni. He has both. He says, and therefore, since we're being judged at this time, that perhaps my standing is unclear before the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then the Rambam goes on to tell us that through one mitzvah, perhaps, during the year, I can bring great bracha to the world. And because of this, it is the practice throughout all of Jewry, to intensify our charitable acts, over masim tovim, the mitzvahs that we do, the last like the mitzvahs, me Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, yesem mikol Hashanah. Is v'nogu kulam lokum b'layla, maseres yomim elu l'spalav about the knesiyos, in the minig of the recitation of the slichos, which in Taimon was during aseres yomim tshuva b'davka. B'divrei tachnunu v'kivush natshe yohar ayoyim. So the Rambam tells us we stand in judgment before the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then umipnei inyan zeh. What is the inyan? Which he started off afa bishet ki ashoifer v'rosh Hashanah gzeiras hakosuv, but nevertheless, it's a remez that it's the call for action, that it's time to do tshuva. So the Lecha Mishnah tells us, kloima, what's the mipnei, what's the connection of the two halves of the Rambam? B'shoifer amasir v'rosh Hashanah l'chapes b'masov. And Shofar is a call that we should review our actions. The responsibility to do mitzvahs and rice and tovim is greater. It's not because that in and of itself is going to resolve the problem of Adin before the Rabbeinu Shalom. But if we are truly concerned with standing before the Rabbeinu Shalom, then how could we be inattentive to the mitzvahs that come before us? And therefore the Rambam tells us the ribuy ha-mitzvahs is not necessarily to resolve the din, but merely because it's a time of inspiration, a time of concern for the mishpat before the Rabbeinu Shalom, that we have to then show in fact that we are concerned truly with the performance of the Rabbeinu Shalom's mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Shalom should grant that the inspiration of Slichas, the inspiration of the Yom HaNoron, should help to raise us to a new orbit. You know, we live in the era in which we live, we know about the space age. And how do you shoot someone into space? It's First is a rocket which causes them to lift off the ground. And then that falls away. But that's not enough to escape the Earth's orbit. Then there's a booster rocket, which cuts in a minute or two later. It gives an enormous burst of energy. And that burst of energy propels the spacecraft beyond the orbit of the Earth, beyond the Earth's magnetic field, and thrusts it into outer space. And then that falls away too. The Yom HaNorom is that booster rocket. For us to give us that burst of energy which allows us to grow beyond the confines of our normal limitations. It's an opportunity that comes once in a year. We have to see it as an opportunity and utilize that opportunity. And that's chus, where the Rabbanu Shalom grant all of us ksiva v'chsima toivo. Toich kol acheinu b'nei Yisrael. That we should be zoicha, in fact, to aksiva chasima toiva for all of Klal Yisrael. And the Rabbanu Shalom should finally inscribe in his forum that Igi Azman Gulascha, the time of Dugdat the Gula, has arrived. May the Rabbanu Shalom accept that for us.